Hi there. The word for you today is on growing into leadership. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9, Paul writes, "We are laborers together." A cartoon shows an executive sitting forlornly behind a big desk. Standing meekly on the other side of his desk is a man dressed in work clothes who says, "If it's any comfort to you, it's lonely at the bottom too." You know, the truth is, you'll meet lonely people at the top, bottom, and in the middle. Loneliness is not a positional problem, it's a relational one. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 24, "A man that has friends must show himself to be friendly." The saying, "it's lonely at the top," was never made by a great leader. Stop for a moment and think about that. If you're all alone, nobody is following you. And if nobody is following you, you're not really leading. I mean, what kind of leader would leave everyone behind? An ineffective one? Or an insecure one? Or a dysfunctional one? Effective leadership is about lifting people, not elevating yourself. And to lift people, you've got to get close to them. As a leader, you must always remember these three things. Number one, to have credibility, you must make it to the top. Many folks are willing to give you advice on things they haven't even experienced themselves. But credibility comes from paying the price to achieve personal success. And number two, to have respect, you must acknowledge that you didn't get to the top by yourself. Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest because he had the right team, and you need one too. And number three, to find fulfillment, you must take others to the top with you. That's why Paul wrote, "I'm not doing this alone, but we are laborers together." True success is shared success, and it happens only when you're willing to invest your life into the lives of others.